Healthy Life.
We're not kidding. We're not just crying wolf. It is serious business, and it is something that the greatest cooperation we can receive from the public will be our best asset.
It only takes a nightmare for the governor of Georgia to figure it out. That was Governor Deal. Now that the South is going to be dealt more bad weather, he just wants to make sure everybody on the planet Earth knows we are ready in the state of Georgia. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Talk about battening the hatches. About a third of the population, the U.S. population, which would be give or take 93 million, live in places that are under some kind of winter weather advisory. About a third of those, 32 million or so, under winter storm warnings, meaning the only question isn't whether they're going to get smashed on Wednesday, but how badly. Once again, in Georgia, besides snow, they're expecting that they're going to get sleet and freezing rain, which means what? Collapsing power lines, coating roads, slippery, brutal conditions, accidents. They don't want the fiasco that happened in January when kids were stranded in school gyms overnight, drivers camped in their cars or just abandoned them on interstates that were frozen over and they were stuck in a log jam 24 hours. So they got the word out this time. They got the word out. In fact, the way the National Weather Service put it was it's a potential catastrophic event, urging Georgians to be prepared to be without power in some locations for days, maybe as long as a week. So the governor wanted to make sure it's serious business. We're not crying wolf. 91 Georgia counties under an emergency declaration. Hey, and it's not just about Georgia. In the Northeast, they're also getting ready to get slammed again with more weather. It's that cold air hitting the right system, and then you're smashed with it. And it's the same deal. It's a question of how much, how bad. So in the South, anyway, the Carolinas, Alabama, Virginia, a lot of you listening to me in those spots, West Virginia, Maryland, states of emergency. In fact, here's what I love. I do like Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina. She just said, look, no one should be on the roads tomorrow at all. We need to brace ourselves. This is going to be bad ice. It is bad ice. So nobody wants to take any chances. You got about 1,300 flights that have already been canceled. A lot of those flights are canceled out of DFW in Dallas, Hartsfield, Jackson, Atlanta International, Charlotte Douglas, all of the places like that canceled. And already six deaths are blamed on the storm as of Tuesday as it was picking up some speed over Mississippi and Texas. There were a bunch of accidents in Mississippi. It was nasty on some of the major highways. You know, it's that ice. It really is. It's ice. So you get the bags, you put the salt out, you scrounge around for whatever the supplies are, scrapers, all that kind of stuff. But I really think that what Haley says is the best advice. So sorry I can't come to work today. So sorry they're driving me crazy, but it's cabin fever in this house because there's no reason to take that chance. If it's going to be nothing but a wall of ice, why even bother? As somebody who has driven on black ice, who's been in those blinding snowstorms, boy, don't I know it all too well. When I thought, you know, I'm just going around the corner. Listen, I'm just going to go to 7-Eleven. It's two blocks down. Forget about it. That's when you get hurt. That's when you hit somebody, someone smashes in the car, you know, whatever. It's like I had a friend the other day that said when the ice was coming to Texas, pulled out of the driveway, almost smashed into her husband's car and said, you know what? I'm done. I can't even get out of my own driveway without hitting into the other car. So I think that kind of tells me something. And we go back to that same thing that I've been parroting for the past 6 months, it's really not a joke anymore. You really have to be a little bit emergency prepared, for goodness sake. Hopefully, a lot. Like, I would say have a go bag. I would say definitely have water and food and all that stuff. Because look what happens. I mean, they're saying in Georgia, they're saying, hey, you might not have power for a couple days or a week. So what if all of a sudden you're flattened and you don't have power for that length of time? What are you doing? So hundreds of flights canceled, roads deserted. The thing that is interesting is what happens, the phenomenon at the grocery store where it's called no meat. For all the people who are vegetarians, there must be lots of meat eaters because when you go and you see the pictures, I've posted some of them. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and you go through and look on Facebook, you know, click onto our Facebook, you'll see when we've had storms, it's slim pickings. And what's interesting is no meat, you know, the meat's picked over. A lot of the vegetables are picked over. And anything to do with peanut butter and jelly or bread or any of that kind of stuff, same thing. It's just the strangest deal. So now in the northeast, in the east coast, they're talking about 6 inches, maybe a foot of snow. Talking about bad stuff in Philly and New Jersey. A winter storm that's going to have some serious repercussions. Maryland, I mentioned already. Talking about states of emergency. They say the heaviest snow falling between 10 p.m. on Wednesday and 3 p.m. on Thursday. So the commutes are going to be affected. There's no question. And the I-95 area, boy, that's just a forget about it. It's like the red zone. Slippery, brutal conditions. Awful. Heavy snow. Hopefully it doesn't hang around for too long. Budgets, by the way, are busted all over the place. Salt budgets, all the money allotted for winter weather. In most metropolitan areas, they're done. And in parts of the South, because they weren't expecting some of the weather that they've had for this length of time. Certainly. Hey, coming up on America Tonight for this hour, let me give you the menu. We've got the mailbag coming up around the bend. Some of you reacting to the weather. Some of you reacting to the fact that the debt ceiling was passed with the minimal amount of Republicans required. And you're asking what happened to Boehner and spending cuts attached to lifting the debt ceiling. He chickened out. That's what happened. But anyway, I'll read some of those emails. Plus, Bob Sullivan joins us. He's the managing editor at Life Books to talk about the phenomenal week that's been for the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America. They have a special edition that's out. It's very cool, loaded with all kinds of Beatles pictures from when they were just pups, when they were just young lads. Mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, a lot of you, I say this all the time, seriously, express yourself through the miracle of Al Gore's internet when you send us emails daily. It's like an avalanche when I walk in and check it. But you can also throw in your two cents. If you want to weigh in on things like this that are absolutely part of that buzz in your backyard and mine, do you think people who have been to prison, who are convicted felons, should they have a say when it comes to voting? There's about 6 million that would fall into that category. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, says they should, and says that there is a majority of Black American men who don't have a chance to vote, and that we should restore voting rights to ex-inmates. He says nearly 1 in 13 African-American adults is banned because of the laws that restrict voting rights for former inmates. What say you, America, fair or foul? Keep it as it is, or should we lift that veil away? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 83. In fact, that came up in one or two emails. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This comes to us from Jake in Austin. Kate, did you see Holder wants to let former convicted felons vote in national elections. Whoa. I got to say, hey, Jack, that's not fair. At first blush, when you look at it, I actually have two friends who were busted for just a little bit of pot, to be honest. So technically, they are not eligible to vote. Frankly, my buddies are disenfranchised with the government anyway, and they're not concerned about it. However, I don't believe that anyone who has done time, they have been prosecuted in our courts, why should they be allowed to vote? Why should they be allowed to vote? It just doesn't seem fair to people who uphold the law. You know, hardly any people... Part of the problem in America is the apathy for voting. That's one thing. But, of course, the apathy for voting and whether convicted felons should be able to vote are two different things. Jack throws in his two and he says, maybe lifted after 10 years of being a law-abiding citizen. So, is there this grace period? Somebody gets out, they made a mistake, they got busted for small amounts of marijuana or something else, a minor, I'll call it a, well, it's a felony, but I'll say minor on the scale of you're not murdering, raping, grand larceny, whatever. It's not that kind of a conviction. But then you'd have to sit there and parcel out what are the convictions, you know, what are we talking about? What are we talking about as far as people who are convicted? Eric Holder says because of the laws, about 10% of Floridians, 8% of people in Mississippi cannot vote. So, it's interesting. 23 states since this was peeled open by Jake, 23 states, including Nebraska, Nevada, Texas, Washington State, have recently adopted this policy that automatically restores voting rights of former prisoners with nonviolent convictions. So that's another key to this. It's like what I said. If you haven't murdered somebody, you're not murdering people, you're not a serial killer, you're not convicted of those kinds of things, would it be fair to say? But should there be a waiting period as well? I don't know, something to think about. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Sean, who says, Kate, I am sick of shoveling. I know that you've talked about being a Jersey girl before, but I noticed that you have fled the state of New Jersey. And bravo for you, you did it in the nick of time, because you're missing all this terrible winter weather. It used to be we had kind of mild winters. Now it seems like we live in Alaska, and I'm only slightly exaggerating. You never know if I'm going to get the kids off to school or not, if they're going to have school. And if I'm going to be able to dig out from whatever Mother Nature has hurled at us, sometimes overnight. It's a real drag, I gotta say. Yeah, it's a real drag if you're not out tobogganing, I guess, or sledding. If you have one of those flexible flyers and you're just sledding with the kids and taking, we used to do this. I had a friend in the Poconos that had her parents had a house. And they had, oh, it's so fun. They had snowmobiles. So when it was frozen up there, which was a lot more than in New Jersey, because that's in Pennsylvania, we would go up and someone would drive the snowmobile. We'd have rope tied to one of the coasters. And of course, it was probably stupid of us because it was in the dark and not always in the dark. Somebody would be on the coaster and the idea was to knock them, you know, that they fall off the coaster. Maybe I've told you too much information. Anyway, those were the fun days, but I agree. I would not want to be in that kind of snow. A little bit of snow, it's, like I say, it's fun to watch it come down when you're drinking a cup of hot chocolate or maybe something stronger or whatever, and you're enjoying it. But when you have to deal with that cold and those temperatures constantly and the ice, I mean, the ice to me is the worst. Snow is different from ice. That's the first thing. Got another one about the weather, too, and this one is from Joe, who says, man, I have never seen anything like this in Georgia. I've been listening to you through GCN. Kate, I like the show. And I just got to tell you, thank God I wasn't stuck in that massive traffic jam. That was an embarrassment a couple of weeks ago back in January. But the people of Georgia are so frustrated. We've had enough of anybody in politics for the stupidity of what they did the last time. I think most people will just stay off the roads. I do not think that most people are going to really go out there anyway and try to battle what is now become a game of truth or dare. I dare you to try to make it to work. I dare you to get there without worrying about 10 hours of grinding it out somewhere and having to be, having to be dragged out of a car or finding your way back home, because unfortunately that happened just to way too many people. And I understand. I feel you on that one, definitely. It's not what you want to be doing when you're playing Russian roulette. I mean, I guess that's it. You know, you're playing Russian roulette with whether or not you're going to be able to encounter other cars, or it's going to be backed up or whatever. But that's why Deal is all over this. This is why anyone, he's right about that. This is why anyone politically is all over this, because they don't want to have that happen again. All right, let's go out to Joe in Michigan. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Doing good, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's in your mind?
Well, when you're talking about the convicted felons and having the right to vote,
yeah.
If we abolish that, that's just one less thing that we, is a deterrent. I mean, that's the whole idea. If you go to prison, there's a certain price that you pay for doing that crime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
listen, I agree with you. I mean, I didn't really give my hardcore thoughts on it. When I think of, just some kid, he's 17, he's got some pot, he's just stupid and irresponsible and whatever. But no, I agree. I mean, there has to be some deterrence.
But at what level do you have to have a little pot to go to prison for a year?
Right.
Generally, that's a dealer, a pretty heavy dealer. Not like I'm carrying a dime bag.
Right.
You know,
no, I agree with you. I agree with you, Joe. So you say no to the idea of letting the inmates who have been inmates, felons, convicted felons, and once they get out, the ability to vote. And I say that I'm right there on that same train as you are. I think you can't go in that direction. In fact, our Matt Johnson said to me in a break, what about those white-collar guys? Why should we let them have the vote? I'm just thinking that same thing to myself. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All week long, and everybody knows I'm a fan of the Beatles anyway. We've gone through various times on the show where we've played a lot of Beatles music and had all of you chime in with what your favorite song was and whatnot. So it's a special anniversary, really, all week long, 50 years after the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan's show. So 50 years after the British invasion, life has done an incredible thing with all of this. The books are absolutely beautiful and really take you through all kinds of history with the Beatles and unbelievable pictures, I have to say. The managing editor for Life Books, Bob Sullivan, joins us now. Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So, putting this together, you know, when you think of the Beatles and people's memories of the Beatles and even younger people and what their expectations were about the stories that they've heard, pretty tough to pull together, I guess, in a way, having to go through the pictures and whatnot. This had to be a fun project to work on, wasn't it?
Well, it was a fun project. And you know, we had been there, as you said, we've been there before with the Beatles, but in dealing with Paul specifically, it was nice to focus and nice to, you know, like sort of delineate a life from beginning to end and try to figure out where he was 50 years ago. And try to celebrate that. We had friendships, and we have always had friendships with specific photographers. So we went back to Harry Benson, for the pillow fight scenes in Paris. You know, when I Want to Hold Your Hand went to number one in America, And we got Harry's full portfolio, you know, because he stayed with Paul and shot him when he was with Wings and, you know, the other band besides the Beatles and then later in his solo career. So, yeah, I mean, it was fun to put it together and it really did bring us all back. And we hope it brings our readers all back as well. It was a fun time.
Did you have a favorite picture? Was your favorite picture the pillow fight, or was there another one that you liked better?
You know, my favorite picture of all of them, the pillow fight's way up there. But I kind of, because I know the backstory and because I know the life history on it, I like the Beatles in the swimming pool.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
It's down in Florida. It's at the end of that historic, you know, visit to America 50 years ago. And, you know, they got down there. We had sent, Life had sent John Loewengard down, who, you know, was one of our great shooters. And, you know, he's like, you know, what are these Beatles all about? And he gets them, and he's like, why don't you jump into the pool? And the pool was freezing cold. It was very bitterly cold in Miami at the time. And the Beatles got in. But if you notice from the photograph, they didn't get their hair wet.
Yeah.
Now, the mop tops were preserved.
So true.
And that was important.
Yeah, and for people listening, I'll describe it for them, Bob. It's exactly what you said. They didn't get their heads wet. They have great big grins on their faces, and I mean they look like those Beatles, the fresh faced Beatles when they came to the U.S. And I guess you know all those young people everywhere they went there was like 10,000 people at the airport. You talk about that in the magazine and you know in the book, and it's just absolutely. Amazing to see that, and then see the Beatles through the years, too. I mean, you sort of take us back and then pull us back into the younger years. Was that on purpose, just trying, as you put the photographs together, you took us through Paul and Linda and whatnot, and even the last picture is the picture in Paul's of he and his wife, Jane, his new wife of a couple of years, I think, and I just think it's so wonderfully done. Was a lot of that intentional?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is Paul's book. I mean, we have done other books on the Beatles before, but this one we really tried to focus on Paul. And, you know, certainly he was, you know, he with John. They were the principal makers of the Beatles back in the day, 50 years ago. And then it all became complicated. And so what we wanted to do in this particular book about Paul was tell that whole complicated story, but in a fun way, in a sort of Beatles way, and, you know, a way that would be entertaining for Beatles fans, but would also be true. And so that's what we tried to do here. Yeah, I mean, you know, the later pictures of Paul, I can't tell you how happy I am, you know, for Paul, and how great it is that Paul is, you know, as happy as he is now and has found such a place. It's probably the best postscript to the Beatles story that could possibly be written. That and Ringo, you know, the last couple of nights, singing together on those shows. It was really glorious to see. Having said that, we all miss John and George, and that's very sad stuff. But this was Paul's book. You know, we've done other books on the Beatles, but here we wanted to concentrate on and celebrate Paul, and I hope that's what we've done.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think so. Do you think that in looking at the different photographs, as you mentioned, the different photographers who work with the Beatles, did they have a reputation for being easy or hard to work with, especially in the beginning? Because I got the feeling from the interviews and things that I read that they were kind of very happy about their music and its success, but kind of reluctant superstars.
You know, I think at the very beginning, they were pretty easy. I mean, the Harry Benson pillow fight stuff, I mean, you know, Harry engineered that. And then Harry was on the plane, and the shot that we have in the book of the Beatles deplaning at JFK, and Harry tells Ringo to have the others turn around and wave, you know, that's the famous shot from JFK. They were all in at that point. I'm sure they got more difficult, 67, 68, you know, when they were having their problems, personally, when they were having their problems with drugs. I'm sure the whole thing got a lot more difficult. At the beginning, I think it was really easy. At the middle period, I think it was really tough. And then later, you know, like what you're seeing this week, I think it's pretty easy again. You know, they're like, you know, hey, you know, Ringo and Paul are like, you know, what the heck? You know, we made it. Here we are. You know, so be it.
Yeah, so let's do this. Do you have a favorite Beatles song?
Do I have a favorite Beatles song? That's a very good question, and I have never, in all my years of loving the Beatles, addressed that. I love Drive My Car. I love, let me go with that. I mean,
Drive Your Car, yeah.
Since it popped into my head. You know, so I have a lot of favorite Beatles songs, but as we all do. But I think when I was working out this morning, I heard Drive My Car, and so that's in my head right now. So there you go.
I like that. You know, Hey Jude is one of those songs that it seems like it doesn't matter, Bob, where I've lived, where I've been, it pops on the radio all the time. And, of course, it was a huge seller for the Beatles, but there were so many songs, so many hits. And that's one thing about the Beatles. They're one of those bands. Don't you think pretty much when you put them up there in the top five of iconic bands? I mean, would you put them number one? Would you put the Rolling Stones there?
Yeah. As far as bands, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's, you know, as far as popular music, I think you can only talk about the Beatles and then Elvis, Sinatra, the Beatles, and no one else.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I really do think that's the big three, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe the Rolling Stones sneak in there somewhere, but they're the big three.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah,
the Stones came over, you know, after the Beatles invaded America and, you know, and all this craziness that we're talking about now happened. The Stones came over and they couldn't even sell out Albuquerque. You know, I mean, I love the Stones. I love the Stones. I love their music, but they're a blues band. And, because of their longevity, they were able to claim the, you know, and because of their excellence, they were able to claim the title of the greatest rock and roll band of all time or whatever, however they introduce themselves. But I think it's a entirely different situation than what we're talking about with the Beatles. It's not a phenomenon like that.
No, I agree with you. It's not a phenomenon. Absolutely not. It might be the longevity thing. All right, Bob Sullivan, as always, managing editor of Life Magazine. Pick it up. It's awesome, awesome keepsake for sure. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
You bet.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, party and confused. It's cause baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. Spend money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Play mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah.
We are heading for the exits of this hour at 150 miles an hour. A couple of things to throw out to you. One, we already started talking about, got a lot of pings on this already. Eric Holder is floating the idea that, listen, we need to embrace or fix this problem of people who have paid their debt to society and are now out of jail, these convicted felons, for nonviolent crimes. We need to reinstate their right to vote, which amounts to roughly maybe 6 million people or so. About 6 million. So is this fair or foul? Should somebody who's been in prison and they lose that whole voting privilege, should they have that reinstated? And there are some exceptions to this in a couple of states where they're already doing that. But overall, what do you think? Mel says, no way, no how, you have to be kidding me. I just keep thinking of you mentioning the Matt thing with the white-collar crime, Bernie Madoff, he'll never get out of jail. But there are other Bernie Madoffs out there, and once they're out, should they be able to vote? Should the guy who was the wolf on Wall Street be able to vote? Ah, Mel picked it up on that line that we were thinking of, white-collar crime. All right, so also going down the same straightaway, because people keep asking me about the medals, because they're watching here and there, but they don't keep track of it. Norway's in the lead with 11. Canada has 9. Netherlands, 8. The U.S. and Russia are tied. They have 7. Big story coming out of the Olympics is the fact that a guy who everybody thought was an automatic in for a medal, Sean White, didn't win a medal on the half pipe. He seemed really distraught because he was surprised. I mean, this guy's been the stud of the mountain when it comes to snowboarding, particularly the half pipe is his thing. And don't cry big tears for him because I think he's worth $40 million, something like that. But he didn't expect not to medal. He came in fourth, so he did not medal. They had problems with the half pipe because of the snow melting and whatnot and trying to make the snow harder and spraying it and putting salt on it, rock salt on it, and doing whatever they could. But a lot of the athletes complained about it. But that doesn't matter because everybody was under the same conditions. He came in fourth, so he did not medal. The other thing is, and this is huge news, that while we're bracing some people for this big, horrific storm, hundreds of flights canceled, they're battening the hatches in Georgia and in South Carolina and North Carolina, also in the Northeast, same thing. Shoppers are fighting over food. Meat is cleaned out of stores. It's a big nor'easter. And they're saying people, it's, you know, you could either say it's Snowmageddon has now become a way of life, or you could say it's like a wild snow fever and it turns into snow rage for some people when they decide they have to hurry up and get their act together and go to the stores and grab up everything that they can. But it'll be interesting to see this time around what happens with Georgia and how they deal with the storm, because they're talking about probably a lot of ice, and they don't want to see what happened in Atlanta happen on an even greater scale anywhere, frankly, in the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, wherever. But it's been a wild, wild winter, to say the least. And earlier in the day, before everybody skedaddled, the Democrats have a two-day retreat. They lifted the debt ceiling in D.C. But what's different this time around is John Boehner was so adamant about tying spending cuts to lifting the debt ceiling in the past. In fact, they called it the Boehner rule. But he let that go by the boards, and the House approved a clean debt hike. Nothing is tied to it. So in other words, there was no grand deal that you want this debt ceiling lifted, then we got to have some concessions when it comes to cutting spending. That didn't happen this time around. So it passes, it's gone through, it's going through anyway, the steps, which means the idea that we'd have another government shutdown, we'd be out of cash, I guess won't happen this time around, but it's just another Band-Aid. We're going down that same lane. A lot of French was happening in the White House because there was a big old dinner to welcome François Hollande for the first state dinner of his second term. There were, you know, celebrities of the political variety and the Hollywood type on hand, and they talked about earlier in the day trade and working together and nuclear talks with Iran and global climate change. That's some of the key areas that the president said he and Hollande were talking about. So there were a lot of moments of caviar and toasting and a lot of love flowing, let's say, for the French. It's funny because you remember the problems with the French in the past and during the Bush years, the whole idea of, you know, we're not doing anything French. We're not having anything happen in the White House. There was a brief period of time of that. Oh, how different. They say this is a very historic visit this time around and vow to do what they can to make the world a better place and work on some of those key issues. So it was the Washington and the Washington folks and the celebs and a wild guest list. I mean, they have people like Mary J. Blige and Bradley Cooper, and you had the Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, who was there. You had Elena Kagan from the Supreme Court, yada yada, that kind of thing. I guess you should know, because this is taxpayer money, right? So for any of these state dinners that we're not invited to, I mean, but this is, you got to do some of these state dinners, right? But anyway, they it looks like they dined pretty well and had a pretty good time, let's say. And the people that spoke French had an even better time, as there was a lot of that, like I said, going on. And one last jab when it comes to all the Hillary stuff, speaking of politics in 2016, there's been a lot made lately of PACs that are cropping up to raise money for Hillary. We know that basically she's going to run in 2016. And the whole Benghazi attack thing, remember, it was Daryl Issa who was pushing for more information on the attack back on September 11th, 2012, and he actually retracted his past praise for Hillary Clinton. He said that Secretary Clinton promised me full cooperation. I got less than full cooperation. She didn't deliver. He did a little piece with The Hill, and I was looking at that earlier. He said that the Benghazi failure lay really with President Obama, not the former Secretary of State, and that her legacy is mostly intact for 2016 if she chooses, you know, to run. So he kind of, like I said, he retracted his praise, but at the same time said, you know, hey, really, I would put all of this, most of this on the president. And he said she definitely has work ethic despite the clash over the whole Benghazi thing. So isn't that interesting? When you look back at that and you look at the ambassador and the three other Americans killed and then all these crazy investigations that say that the State Department was informed of the threats, but they didn't get the additional security. I think that's fact. We can take that as fact. But there are a lot of bogus things surrounding that, too, on all sides of it. We'll never know the who, what, where, when, and why exactly when it comes to Benghazi. And that's too bad, because I think in some strange way that gives comfort to the families who are still dealing with the loss of their loved ones in that horrible, horrible attack. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.